What's up?
I'm so glad you decided to tune in to this episode of Entertainology. I'm your host, Ava Jordan, and first and foremost, welcome. For those of you who are new here, I'm a teenage singer, songwriter, actress, author, podcaster, and poet. If you like what you hear, you can check me and my social media platforms out at the link in the description. Without further ado, let's get into it. On this very special episode, I'd like to introduce Andrew from the band Felicity. Thank you so much for being on the show.
Hey, great to be here. Super excited. Always love doing these types of interviews. So I'm super excited to talk about Felicity and anything else under the sun you want to talk about.
Alrighty. Well, let's start from the very beginning. What got you into music in the first place?
For me personally, I always came from a musical family, but really what made me want to play music was, I think it was when I saw the movie Back to the Future, and I saw Marty McFly play guitar at the high school dance, and he played Johnny B. Goode on electric guitar, and I was like, that's what I want to do. Like, that's the coolest thing ever. And so I begged my parents to give me a guitar, and they got me an acoustic guitar, and I was like, no, this isn't what I wanted. I wanted one that has like flames on it and is really loud and like an electric guitar. And so I took guitar lessons on acoustic guitar for a few years, and eventually they let me get an electric guitar. And then I probably started my first band when I was like 13, and was in bands all through high school and then all through college, and then just always knew I wanted to be in a band, and then started Felicity, in probably 2015, met our singer on Craigslist, and the rest is kind of history.
Wow. That's such a crazy, like, a way to meet your lead singer, but I love that you come from music originally, and Johnny B. Goode was actually one of the first couple songs I learned on guitar. Love that scene too.
Yeah, that's what did it for me, was like that moment in cinema was like, I love movies too. That's like another big thing about me, and so like those two things, movies and music, has always been a big part of my life, and so always will be. And so like it's pretty cool that like my love for movies led to my love for music as well.
So that's awesome. So how would you describe the vibe of the music and style of the band to someone who's new to your work?
I think we're like the way I would describe our band is very diverse. But we kind of created our own genre. We call ourselves trash rock, which is if you took every genre of rock music and put it into a trash can and shook it up and then dumped it out, because we do a little bit of everything. If you listen to a song like The Weather, which we were just talking about, it's kind of got some like pop punk elements, but it's also got some kind of like maybe country or folk elements, but then you might listen to another song that's like a lot heavier. But we all come from a very diverse background, but like the one thing we all do say is like we're a rock band, but there might be parts that are punk or pop punk or metal or metalcore or just straightforward like rock music, but a little bit of everything, and that's because we all come from diverse backgrounds, but the one thing we do all love is rock music. So Damien, our singer, used to be in like a 90s like grunge cover band playing like Pearl Jam and Alice in Chains and Bush and stuff like that. And then like some of us, like our original drummer was who was in the band for several years, was in like death metal bands. And so we used to like, and all of us grew up at Warped Tour. And when we go to Warped Tour, we would see like super heavy bands like Every Time I Die and the Acacia Strain. But then we'd go watch, you know, Simple Plan and State Champs and The Used, and we all grew up on emo music, so we all love emo music and pop punk music like Blink-182, but our bass player's favorite band is Red Hot Chili Peppers, and then like our guitar player Corey loves 80s music like Van Halen and hair metal, and one of my favorite bands is like Guns N' Roses. So we all grew up on classic rock, so Pink Floyd and Led Zeppelin and stuff like that. So all of that just kind of blends in together. So like when you listen to our music, you really don't know really probably what you're going to get next. But that's kind of why we kind of say diversity is kind of, I'd say, what the vibe is. So a little bit of everything. It's like a buffet. It's like if no matter what you're kind of into, we probably have a song for you that you might get into.
I love that, especially my music taste is all over the place. I will often jump from artists like Metallica to Bad Bunny and all over the place. So I love that whole little bit of everything. How would you describe yourself as an artist in 3 words?
I would say Felicity in 3 words would be energetic, especially when it comes to like our live performance. I would say maybe silly, just because we really don't take ourselves seriously at all. I would say the third one would just be like passionate. Like we've been doing this for 8 years, and we still feel like we've accomplished nothing, even though we've done some really cool things. We've probably already accomplished more than we ever imagined we would. Like when we first started in the band, our idea was like, maybe we'll play a show someday. That would be cool if we played a show. And now we've gotten to do some amazing things, had some amazing opportunities. We played some shows that we were like, holy cow, like, we've gotten to open for some bands that we grew up idolizing. And now we've like gotten the opportunities to open for those bands. And it's that's remarkable, but it's still the same day. Every day we wake up feeling like we've done nothing. And I don't know if that feeling will ever go away, but it's just because we're so passionate. And I don't know if it'll ever be enough, but if we were ever Metallica, we'd be like, well, why aren't we the Beatles? And if we were the Beatles, it's like, well, why aren't we? I don't even know what he can be more than that, but that's just kind of the way we're wired. So
I love that though. It's there's always so much more, it feels like, especially in such an industry. And when you're passionate about it, you just want to keep doing it and keep going. Sure. So how do you and the band kind of get in this creative, like, I've got an idea for a song moment?
It's really not always like that. Sometimes it is like that. Sometimes it just strikes you. We're really kind of deliberate with everything we do. Sometimes it may just strike us, but a lot of time it's like, hey, it's time to write a new batch of music. And so for like this new batch of music we have, which we deliberately wanted to write a large group of songs. So what we did was we went to the studio with our producer, and we actually didn't have anything pre-written. We specifically wanted to have a batch of songs that was written all at the same time, that was all written deliberately without any preconceived ideas. So we went in with our producer, who's his name's Andrew Way. He's an amazing producer. If you look up, he's worked with a lot of amazing bands like A Day to Remember and Neck Deep. But he's also worked with like Marshmello, really, really big artists. But anywho, he was here in Orlando. He's been working with us for years. But we sat with him, and we were being very deliberate with what we wanted to do with this batch. And we did 16 songs, which is a lot to write. But we wanted to have a large catalog of music to just be putting out. We worked on these songs for 2 years. So it wasn't just like an overnight thing. But we specifically were like, well, we want to write a song that will be could be used for maybe like sporting events, or could be used for maybe licensing for like Twitch streams or for gamers. And we were thinking about, well, what's a big iconic song that's big, has a massive energy and feel? And we would think about like a song that really resonates with us that we all love. And we would really analyze that song, maybe like an iconic rock song, like a song by Rage Against the Machine, or maybe a song by the Beastie Boys. And then we would start there. And then we would think about the purpose of the song to be for an arena, for like video game streaming. And then we would start writing the song then as a group. And then we would collaborate and go from there. And so it was very deliberate. It wasn't just like, I have an idea. It was like, what's the purpose? And then we would start writing. And when we did it that way, we ended up with a new unique song that was written with kind of like the soul essence of a maybe iconic song that already is like extremely successful, that doesn't sound anything like that. But that's like what our song God Mode that we released in July, that is doing amazing. It's one of our like second most, it's like our most successful song we've released recently. And it has that exact purpose. And a lot of people may not know the song that kind of inspired that, and maybe we'll tell people someday. But each one of these new songs we have coming out has kind of like that deliberate process where we thought about an iconic rock song and then worked backwards, kind of using the essence of that. Like, how's the energy? How long is the intro? What type of riff does it have? And we kind of work backwards from that, using it as kind of a jump off point, so that it might be one day would be like Everlong by Foo Fighters, or one day might be, you know, a song by Maneskin or something like that. But,
I love that. So this one is specific. I know you're a movie fan, and I always imagine when I'm writing music, like my songs in different movies, if you could put a Felicity song in any, like, movie franchise, what would it be?
Okay. So, I would say that, this is tough. So, I think, really what I think about is a lot of our music, I feel, like, especially some of our heavier songs, I feel like it would work really well as pro wrestlers' entrance music. So, if I think about that in a movie, I think about maybe, like, a big action franchise, maybe like Fast and Furious or something, would work really well. Some of our heavier songs, or something like that, because we have a lot of like heavier banger songs. And then I think if we could go back and put like emo trash into like an American Pie movie or something, because it has that kind of like old like 2000s pop punk nostalgia that like all American Pie movies had, like Liquid 82 and like Jimmy Eat World,
right?
In those soundtracks, so maybe that's where we go with that song.
I love that answer. I was just watching the Fast and Furious movies actually, and I love analyzing the song choices for different scenes and kind of replacing them in my head. Like, what if, for example, one of my favorites is a Jimmy Eat World song. And it's like one of his like slower classic rock songs. Yeah. And I'm like, how different would this scene be if instead you put in The Middle by Jimmy Eat World?
Yeah, exactly. And I think there's a director's cut of like the Justice League where they changed that. Like the director changed a lot of music and he put like Icky Thump by the White Stripes as a completely different part of it, and it changed the entire vibe of the movie when they have that song as like the fight sequence. And I think about that, like if you use like a generic like movie score, or like in Guardians of the Galaxy 3 they have this whole fight song with Beastie Boys, I think No Sleep to Brooklyn,
and yes,
like a generic fight song, like a generic movie score, it'd be so different than if you use like an iconic rock song, you know. It makes it so much cooler.
I was just about to bring up the Beastie Boys song in Guardians, because that's...
Yeah.
First of all, Guardians 3 actually hit really hard, but I love that choice for that scene, because, well, my mother raised me right, and I was raised on Beastie Boys, so...
Yeah. I think James Gunn, like, the reason why people love the Guardians movies because of, like, his choice of putting in, like, iconic songs in a lot of the parts of the movies... While most of the Marvel movies don't, they have like just like scores, but he specifically like put in a lot of iconic rock music and stuff like that in a lot of those scenes. It makes those scenes so much more memorable. And he even did the new Suicide Squad movie, and same thing, a lot of those scenes have like really cool rock songs in a lot of those fight scenes. And more movies should do that, but I get why it's expensive to sometimes get the licenses for those. But hey, if anyone wants to take our music, you can put them in whatever movies you want. We'll do it for cheap. I just want to see it.
Absolutely. Like, especially action movies where the music is so important.
Yeah.
I flash back to, like, Avengers Endgame. And yeah. I remember seeing some meme somewhere where they replaced the score in, like, the final battle scene with, We're All in This Together from High School Musical.
Yeah.
And the music really does make such a difference.
It does.
Licensing is certainly expensive, but I think, especially with James Gunn's selections in the Guardians movies, it's super helpful to propel the story. Especially in, like, the first Guardians movie, some of the choices. And, I mean, you can't go wrong with Come and Get Your Love by Redbone, so...
Yeah, exactly. He nailed it. And the soundtracks for those movies, like, very rarely ever since, like, maybe when I was a kid, I would, like, listen to movie soundtracks, but, like, the Guardians movies are actually ones I'll go out of my way to listen to movie soundtracks to. Like, I'll bring up the Spotify playlist of the Guardians soundtrack just to, like, vibe out and work to, because all the songs in those movies are so good.
Absolutely. So, your plans, the band's plans for the future, future music. What we got? What can we tease, talk about?
Yeah. So we recorded those 16 songs I talked about. So the reason we did that was we have released our first full-length album, the one that has, like, The Weather on it. We released that in 2021, and that was kind of a weird experience because we recorded that, most of that we recorded in 2019, and then COVID happened, and we didn't want to release it because we're like, man, if we release this, like, the whole music industry is kind of on hold, and no one's releasing anything. And so we finally released it in 2021, and then we kind of were, like, building up that kind of like snowball momentum, rolling it down the hill and building up our presence again, because it was like a year and a half where we didn't play shows or release anything. And then we immediately started working on this batch of music, which took us about 2 years to finish. And so we released the song Levitate in June, and then God Mode in July, and then Emo Trash in August. So we're going to have another song coming out in October. And then we plan to be releasing a new song every 6 weeks is our goal, to be releasing a song every 6 weeks, but like in until further notice forever. So we have hopefully about 2 years worth of new music along that schedule of releasing a song every 6 weeks. And so our goal is to just go keep releasing new music and then playing as many shows as possible in between that. And so really our goal was to be as active as we could, but just like so much weird trial period of those 3 years of being inactive due to the pandemic, and then due to just the way the pandemic affected all of our release schedules of being an independent band, and the way we just had an album right before the pandemic, and then have to do another one to follow up after it, where we had just finished one before it and then couldn't release it and then had to start working on this one. So we don't know if it's going to be an album. We just know it's a lot of songs. And we're actually already working on more new songs, and they all have really cool, we actually did a lot of them have really cool collaborations and features with a lot of amazing artists. Our song God Mode, we worked with a band called Calling All Captains, who's, we're really big friends, we're friends with, and they're amazing. We went on tour with them in 2019, and so we got to collaborate with them. We collaborated with a lot of other cool artists that we can't announce yet, but some really cool, really big artists that probably are going to be surprised we're working with. But we can't wait to announce all those. And then we're actually working on a few more new songs. We might go fly out to LA and work on another new song by the end of this month too. So on top of those 16, we're even doing more songs. So even potentially past those 2 years, releasing more music. So just lots of Felicity music and lots of hopefully shows, and hopefully getting back on the road and touring the entire country is our goal, going into next year.
I love it, and I'm very excited to hear about the tour date near me.
Yes, hopefully ASAP. It's hard. We're still DIY independent, like still, we do everything ourselves. Like if you get a merch order, it's probably me who packed it and wrote the envelope and shipped it. So it's tough to get, we're in Orlando, Florida, so we have to go far away to get to most places. But we're trying our best to get, to get on the road and get every city we can get to.
Absolutely. I love that. And traveling tour, I know is definitely difficult, but I'm sure is also exciting, especially with like such upbeat, like hardcore music, like to really kind of keep you going. It's not like you're sitting there playing slow acoustic ballads every night.
Oh no. We just did 4 shows in a row last week. We did like Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday, and every show, like, oh man, it was crazy. It was sweaty. It was loud. The crowd was going crazy. We had a blast. So we're trying our hardest, trying to get these songs a little bit bigger. And I think with the momentum we have right now is the most we've ever had. And the reaction we've been having to the music is amazing. So I think we're really close to that.
I love it. And my last and possibly hardest question, what advice do you have for aspiring artists, bands, people in music?
I'd say a lot of the things that people have trouble with is knowing when to start, knowing how to start. And I would say it's just one day you're just going to have to put your foot down and just start. And one day I had to put a Craigslist ad, and I had to go drive to my singer's parents' garage, and we had to meet up and start making music, and we played a couple covers, and we've been meeting up twice a week for the most part for 8 years, and we had to make that first step. And it's so scary to take that first step, but we did it. And we've never been afraid to evolve, and the next step of us was never being afraid to evolve. And at first, when we first started the band, it was, we had to be on Facebook, and then people told us we had to be on Instagram, and now people tell us we have to be on TikTok, and we were resistant to that for a long time. And now as of a year and a half ago, we weren't on TikTok, and now people say you're a TikTok band, and we're one of those TikTok bands, and people talk to us in the same realm of TikTok bands, but we were resistant to it. And then we said, no, you have to change. You have to be open to whatever it is that the industry is doing, and whatever the way the world is going, and can't be stuck in your ways. And now, like a lot of the success of our song, The Weather, was because it came out in 2021 and we were not on TikTok. And then go forward to last year, 2022, we posted the song on TikTok, and organically it got 500,000, plays on TikTok, and now it has a million streams on Spotify just because of TikTok, and because we put it on there. And so don't be afraid of change. Don't be afraid to put yourself out there on these platforms, and don't be afraid to be a TikTok band or make content, or, use the tools that are at your disposal, because they're working for so many artists, and there's a reason they're there. There's a reason everyone's saying to do it. And one day you just have to take that step forward and start pushing forward. And once you do it, just don't stop. Just every day, take one step forward. And that's the hardest thing, is just picking that first day to start. But like I said, one day I had to drive to Damien's house and play in his garage, and it seemed like a million years from that, light years away, that we'd be at where we are now. But it can seem daunting, but that first step is the most important one. And just deciding today is going to be the day. Once you do that, you're going to be just fine. And I'll tell you, it never seemed like we'd be here on this podcast with you, or playing the shows we're playing, or have a million streams on a song, or have 80,000 monthly listeners on Spotify, or whatever it is we have going for us today. That day, we were just two dudes playing a cover song in a garage and learning how to play a couple songs. But if you start that day and you just never give up, you will get there. The only thing that thing will cause failure is if you give up.
I love that. Well, thank you so much for coming on the show and talking to me. And thank you, dear listener, for listening. That is all for today. I will plug everyone's socials and the band's socials and all that good stuff in the description. That's all. Ava Jordan signing off.